Good morning. A dry start to the day across interior New York and New England, and we will have a little bit of sunshine early on. High pressure is giving way off the eastern seaboard, and the return southerly flow is allowing clouds to move in from the south ahead of the next storm system. Clouds will tend to increase and thicken during the day today, and temperatures should reach into the upper 50s to around 60 on average for daytime highs. A cold front will approach from the west and touch off a round of scattered showers during the middle and latter portion of the afternoon, and a wave of low pressure along the spine of the Appalachians will head up and in our direction, turning those showers into a steadier rain as we head toward and then after sunset. As the low pressure center tracks through the region towards sunrise on Thursday, colder air will begin to sweep in from the north and west. Early in the day on Thursday, this will allow a transition from rain to snow close to the Canadian border, across most of the Adirondacks, the western Mohawk Valley, and central New York, and several inches of snow will add up in these locations by the end of the day. Closer to eastern New York and all of New England, the changeover will take longer, as colder air will take most of the day to move in. As a result, a cold rain will mix with wet snowflakes from west to east during the day on Thursday, eventually changing over to some wet snow. In the valley locations, we'll look for a coating, perhaps up to an inch, mainly on the grassy surfaces, while some of the hills and mountains will have as much as 2 or 3 inches of snow by the end of the day. The highest temperatures for the day will be in the early morning hours, but by the end of the day, everyone will slide back toward and even below freezing. Precipitation will wind down as we head into the night on Thursday night, a few leftover snow showers with lows dropping back into the 20s. This will set us up for a partly sunny, breezy, and cold day on Friday, only in the mid-30s, but a nice rebound for the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s on Saturday, a few showers coming through Saturday night, perhaps lingering into Easter Sunday morning, otherwise mostly cloudy on Sunday with highs in the mid-50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and thunderstorms will slowly exit the Tennessee Valley and enter the southeast and mid-Atlantic. A few isolated instances of flash flooding will be possible from the southern Appalachians to the mid-Atlantic. Severe weather will also be a concern for the deep south with a marginal chance up into the mid-Atlantic. As the cold front reaches the coast Wednesday evening, an area of low pressure is forecast to develop and strengthen as it swings to the northeast. This will help usher in much colder air while also focusing moderate rain along the coast. And Santa Ana winds are now developing across parts of eastern California behind a dry cold front. These dry and gusty winds are forecast to spread south today and could raise the fire danger through the region. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 36 degrees with a west wind at 31 gusting to 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 34 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 46 degrees, the dew point 35, 66% relative humidity, a south wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.11 inches and falling. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with rain moving in later in the lower 60s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, showers ending with temperatures falling through the 50s and into the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 60 degrees, the low 23, the average temperature 42, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, just 0.8 of an inch of snow for the month, which is now 10 inches below normal, and still 54.1 inches for the season, which is 3.6 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 31, the record high, 89, set in 1998, and the record low, 12, in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:39 a.m., sunset this evening 7:20 p.m., 12 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds today with rain moving in later this afternoon and highs in the mid-50s. Rain tonight mixing with and changing to snow near the Canadian border and in the Adirondacks with lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today with rain moving in this afternoon and highs around 60. Rain tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today with rain moving in during the afternoon and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Rain tonight mixing with and changing to snow overnight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with rain moving in during the afternoon and highs in the mid to upper 50s. More rain tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds today with rain moving in this afternoon and highs around 60. More rain tonight, possibly mixing with wet snow in the hill towns by morning, lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning rain mixing with and changing to snow from northwest to southeast, temperatures falling through the 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy Friday, mid-30s, partly sunny, lower 50s on Saturday, a few showers Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy, mid-50s, and a mix of sun and clouds, mid-50s Monday and near 60 on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.